Welcome to Washington In Focus. I'm your host, Brett Davis, the Center Square's Washington State Editor. Joining me today is the Center Square's investigative reporter, TJ Martinell. Now, I don't know if a lot of people listening to this know, but we podcast from our individual homes. And there are a lot of sayings about homes: home sweet home, home is where the heart is, man's home is his castle. That's my long-winded segue into the fact that you recently covered a meeting of the Senate Housing Committee regarding fine-tuning some existing tax incentive programs to encourage development in addressing the state's housing affordability crisis. One of those programs is the tax exemption program created following the passage of the Growth Management Act. The Growth Management Act is a series of state statutes first adopted in 1990 that requires fast-growing cities and counties to develop a comprehensive plan to manage their population growth. So can you give us some more details on this multifamily tax exemption, and is it working?
Yeah, so the multifamily tax exemption was created with this idea of making it more affordable for builders to build. And what's going on right now is there's roughly 60,000 homes that need to be built annually to keep up with demand, but only 30,000 are created, so it's not keeping up. What the multifamily tax exemption does is it doesn't defer, it just waives the residential portion of the state of the property tax on the development if it includes enough for what's considered affordable housing. And that's depending on how many years that they want to do, if they want to do 8 years, 12 years, and then there's for some, but that's not the private sector, 20-year ones, but that has to be a nonprofit or a government agency run development. And so that's kind of how it works, is they remove the property taxes or decrease the amount that they have to pay in order to encourage people to build.
So why is it not keeping up with the demand?
There's a couple of issues that are going on. One is we have much higher interest rates now. They're at like 7.63%, which is actually below the average or median since 1971. It's still below that, but it's higher than it was a couple of years ago when it was around 3.2%, 3.3%.
It's a bit of a jump.
So that means that, you know, you're taking out a loan at the same amount, it's going to be, the payments are going to be much higher. And so that's, you know, costs up for, and they got to get the loan up front. And so one of the other issues that is going on is that this means even when the multifamily tax exemption is used or utilized, it means that local governments aren't going to be getting revenue for that time period from those developments. And the property tax, some of it is used for maintenance and preservation of infrastructure. Or it's used for other stuff. So it's a bit of an interesting balance between encouraging development, but at the same time, you have to maintain the infrastructure around where the developments are occurring.
Sounds like something of a delicate balance that might be hard to maintain.
Right. And this is one program that they're looking at. There are other programs that they could look at. But this is one of the challenges or complications of this tax exemption, is that it lowers taxes, but at the same time, local governments need revenue. This is one issue for local governments, is that when you build and allow for development, but you have to also create the infrastructure for it, those developments have to be able to provide a tax base to maintain itself. And what has happened is that, and this is current across country, is that's not happening, is they're overextending, they're overbuilding to the point where those properties are not providing the tax revenue to maintain the roads, maintain the sidewalks, maintain the utilities, or whatever it is that they need in order for that to occur. And as far as housing is concerned, there's a whole bunch of other issues that are going on aside from, you know, tax exemptions. You also have the cost of building. There's the new energy code that they've implemented. There's all sorts of, you know, the permitting process. So this is, you know, looking at one issue, but there's a whole bunch of other issues going on. So it's not going to get solved. This is not a silver bullet. And I don't think anybody believes otherwise, or is acting like if they just made a quick, you know, slight change to the tax exemption that housing would just explode across the state.
Yes, I imagine this is going to be an issue once again in the upcoming legislative session.
Yeah, I don't think the issue of housing affordability is going to be going away anytime soon, or if ever, in Washington State, similar with California.
Well, thanks for keeping us up to date on the issue. Like I said, I'm sure there will be more to come on this issue. Listeners can keep up with this story and more at thecentersquare.com. For TJ Martinell, this is Brett Davis. Please subscribe and thanks for listening.